both Wanda Gomez's sons thought the warm weather made it clear where they needed to spend the afternoon.
They said, today is a pool day. But, like, we cannot go to pool because I have to work.
So she brings her sons with her. Jose and Omar are killing time on the swing set at Roberto Clemente Park in Overtown.
Do it, Omar.
Omar, he's 5, twists the swing in knots until he spins himself dizzy. His 14-year-old brother eggs him on.
Well, like you did earlier.
Their mother is around the corner.
Hola, ¿estás registrada para votar?
Registering people to vote outside a grocery store.
Si no es Cristian, nunca se ha registrado.
This is how it goes over Christmas and all summer long.
Well, it's more difficult when they start, Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I'm tired. Mommy, I'm thirsty. Like yesterday, there was three. I'm working 6 hours now. Like by the 3 hours, they want to go home.
Gomez says this is the best arrangement she's been able to find. Campaign work with a flexible schedule and no fixed location. Parents who can't afford childcare during school breaks rely on a patchwork. Favors from relatives or tag teaming, where one spouse works early and the other works late. Some cities, like Opa-locka and North Miami, offer day camps. Gomez says many of her friends are worse off than she is.
Most of them have to let the kids in the house by themselves. I know that, and they're not going to say that.
According to Gomez, they won't say because they're worried it could bring repercussions from the Department of Children and Families.
Often in low-income families, the choice is between leaving your kids home alone or getting fired, becoming homeless, and losing your kids. Which would you do?
Joan Williams runs the Center for Work-Life Law at University of California, Hastings.
The schools are still designed around the implicit assumption that there's a mother at home.
She says most workplaces are set up for employees who have somebody else to take care of their children.
And who does that describe? It describes a dad of the 1950s.
Some companies do offer child care benefits, either stipends to help pay for it or daycare at the workplace. But those benefits are mostly absent from lower paying jobs. Marianne Rainey is a single mother of 5 who makes $9 an hour at a McDonald's in Miramar.
I brought my daughter on my interview when I got hired at McDonald's. She was suspended from school, so I had to drag her along with me. And I'm like, sorry. So, you know, bear with me. I get a lot of phone calls from the school.
Overall, Rainey says her managers have been as flexible as they can be. With more predictable interruptions, like vacations, she schedules her days off weeks or months ahead. But there are times she has to be at work when she has nowhere to put her kids, or when she has to take time off, whether she can afford it or not.
Skylar, you want to say hi?
Hi.
I'm saying the microphone.
Last week, Rainey was at home with her kids for spring break.
I can't afford it, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
After more than 6 months on a state waiting list, Rainey recently got a voucher that covers part of the cost of childcare for her youngest daughter. Gina Adams says that wait reflects a gap between child care demand and child care funding for low-income parents.
The care has to come from someplace, and somebody has to pay for it because people other than relatives don't tend to provide it for free.
Adams researches child care at the Urban Institute. Nationally, she says there's just not enough public funding for child care to go around. In Florida, about 1 in 10 children eligible for subsidized care actually receives it.
But the bottom line for me is that it is a public good to have children cared for in high-quality, good settings and to have their parent be able to work.
Adam says investing in child care will make for better workers now and better workers in the future. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.